ourselves to the teaching of God's word. Fellowship with believers, breaking bread in communion. Won't you come and join us?
Welcome to the Sustaining Word, a listener-supported teaching ministry of Calvary Chapel, Manitowoc, Wisconsin. Join Pastor Joe Guglielmo for today's study from God's Word, the Bible. Stay tuned at the end of the broadcast for program ordering information.
God has already told us what's going to happen, right? He told us of this coming together of a world government. In fact, we've talked about this in our other prophecy updates, but for those that haven't been here, in Daniel chapter 2, it talks about the image that Nebuchadnezzar saw and finally come to the feet and toes, right, of iron and clay. The 10 toes represent the last 10 world kingdoms. Interestingly enough, back in September 17th, 1973, the Club of Rome had this report and was called Regionalized and Adaptive Model of the Global World System. That was back in 1973. Here we are, beginning with 2023, right? Tomorrow, or in a few hours, I guess. Back in 1993, July 18th, Henry Kissinger, a Council on Foreign Relations member, trilateralist, said the following in a Los Angeles Times concerning NAFTA. Okay? Keep in mind, look at what's joined together. We see Canada, the United States, and Mexico, right? This is what Henry Kissinger said. What Congress will have before it is a new, not a conventional trade agreement, but the architecture of a new international system, a first step toward a new world order. See, this is not something that's just come up. This has been going on for years. And that phrase, new world order, is speaking of this world government. Like I said, the multi-metallic image that we read in Daniel chapter 2. And again, so much misinformation that it's hard to find out what's really true. But I'll just share what one article is saying about this one world government. And I want you to listen very carefully because they're saying it's not going to happen. You guys are idiots for believing it. Just conspiracy theorists. But this is what they said. The New World Order, NWO, is a conspiracy theory in which adherents believe that a cabal of powerful elites is secretly implementing a dystopian international governing structure that will grant them complete control over the global populace. Boy, you read that, you go, oh man, I'm not going to believe that then. I don't want to be a fool. He said it's not going to happen. He continues, under this regime, descendants will be arrested and the masses enslaved. Supporters of the conspiracy theory claim that most global leaders are complicit in their establishment of this new world order, aiding the NWO through the manufacturing of global events such as the coronavirus pandemic and mass shootings, and controlling their associated narratives to sow civil unrest. The NWO conspiracy theory has a complex history with a high degree of believability and a broad support base. Its malicious elements give its adherents the agency to threaten violence against any individual or group deemed complicit in the New World Order agenda. Not only that, the conspiracy theory acts as a gateway to further hate and violence and has provided the foundation for more radical movements. If the New World Order adjacent rhetoric is left unchecked on social media platforms, it can lead to further dehumanization, radicalization, and violence. So we got to get it off of social media because this is not good. Are you kidding me? Now, again, if this article was written 50 years ago or more, I'd say, well, yeah, you know, there wasn't a lot of information on it. I'll buy it. It was written in May of 2022. Either this guy is doing it on purpose or he's brain dead. Sorry. I'm surprised no one has said anything about this because when you look at what world leaders are saying from, again, around the world, they don't hide the fact that we're moving towards a new world order. They don't hide it anymore. United Nations. Role of the United Nations in what? Global governance? What does that mean? That means they're going to control the world. These 10 groups will have its leaders. And I mean, this is so easy to find out information. You can just go to United Nations Global Compact webpage. They have a Dropbox for global governance. Is that a conspiracy theory? No, are you kidding me? That's why the article is just ridiculous. This is what the United Nations webpage says regarding the 2030 agenda, and it's getting closer. The title is Transforming Our World, the 2030 Agenda for Sustainable Development. And you look at this, you go, well, some of this is good. No poverty, zero hunger, good health and well-being, quality education, gender equality, clean water and sanitation, affordable and clean energy. You look at some of this stuff, you go, that sounds okay. But understand that all countries and all stakeholders acting in collaborative partnership will implement this plan. We are resolved, they said on their webpage, to free the human race from the tyranny of poverty, and we want to heal and secure our planet. We are determined to take the bold and transformative steps which are urgently needed to shift the world onto a sustainable and resilient path. As we embark on this collective journey, we pledge that no one will be left behind. And it sounds so good. It does sound good when you read that. But when it's implemented, you will not have a choice anymore. I've played this video before. This is from the United Nations. And it doesn't have any talking in it. It's just got some music. So those listening on the radio, I'm going to tell them what it's saying, okay? So just keep that in mind. But just listen to this. This is incredible when you think about it. Predictions, 8 predictions for the world in 2030. You will own nothing and you will be happy. Whatever you want, you'll rent and it will be delivered. The U.S. won't be the world's leading superpower. This is the United Nations. A handful of countries will dominate. You won't die waiting for an organ donor. We won't transplant organs. We'll print new ones instead. You'll eat meat much less, or eat much less meat. An occasional treat, not a staple, for the good of the environment and our health. 1 billion people will be displaced by climate change. We'll have to do a better job at welcoming and integrating refugees. Polluters will have to pay to emit carbon dioxide. There will be a global price on carbon. This will help make fossil fuels history. You could be preparing to go to Mars. And scientists will have worked out how to keep you healthy in space, the start of a journey to find alien life. Western values will have been tested to the breaking point, and checks and balances that underpin our democracies must not be forgotten. This is the global government, guys. Did you notice the U.S. will not be a world power? You mean the United Nations, the one that has their offices in New York, right? The one we're supporting and giving all kinds of money to is telling us you will no longer be a world power. The world will be governed by a handful of countries. Yeah, 10 of them, right? Isn't that interesting? I have one more video. Well, actually, I think I have 2 more videos, but the other one is very short. And I'm going to cut this one towards the end because he gives a little... He's trying to sell his products, so I'm going to cut it off before we get to that. But I want you to hear what's going on in the World Economic Forum. And just listen to what he has to say.
We also need to pay attention to what is happening around us. I told you a minute ago, the World Government Summit. The World Government Summit happened yesterday in Dubai. And it was the introduction session yesterday. And it, I mean, all the people that, you know, are the usual people were there. Huge crowd, gigantic theater with very, I mean, all of the critical important people. And it was kicked off by, lo and behold, Klaus Schwab. Here's what he said.
We do not yet know the full extent and the systemic and structural changes which will happen.
Now listen to this.
However, we do know that global energy systems, food systems, and supply chains will be deeply affected.
got it? We are changing things, and we don't know how that'll go. But we do know the global energy system, the food system, and the supply chains will be deeply affected. Well, but other than that, don't worry about it. It's only food, energy, and how we get things. But other than that, we're good. This is the arrogance of the elites. Now, one of the topics, their first session was, are we ready for a new world order? Are they trolling us? I think the reason why they're naming this is because, A, they really mean it. It is a new world order. But they also see an advantage of calling it the new world order instead of the Great Reset, which it absolutely is. The new world order, they call it that because that way when I say it to you and you're like, did you hear about the global government where their first session was, are we ready for the new world order? Everybody rolls their eyes. Aha. Uh-huh. But here it is. Day one, World Government Summit yesterday in Dubai. Here's the first session. Are we ready for a new world order?
And the title of this session, are we ready for a new world order? Well, the organizers here are nothing if not ambitious. This is, I think you will agree, a daunting subject for discussion at just after 9 a.m. on a Wednesday morning here in the relative calm of Expo 2020. But tackle it we must, yes. Because I believe what is clear is that we have hit an inflection point.
Ooh, wait a minute.
We are certainly living in a unique age of uncertainty and volatility in global affairs.
Huh, that is weird because it's almost exactly what Joe Biden said last week. Remember, we are at an inflection point that only happens once in a generation, maybe a little longer. So they're all talking the same game. And for anyone who says, ah, digital money, it's like Bitcoin. No, it's not. Well, it'll never happen here. Okay, here they are yesterday. Pippa Malgram, she's an economist and former presidential advisor in the U.S., speaking yesterday at the World Government Summit, talking about the new digital money.
What underpins a world order is always the financial system. I was very privileged. My father was an advisor to Nixon when they came off the gold standard in 71. And so I was brought up with a kind of inside view of how very important the financial structure is to absolutely everything else. And what we're seeing in the world today, I think, is we are on the brink of a dramatic change where we are about to, and I'll say this boldly,
yes,
we're about to abandon the traditional system of money and accounting and introduce a new one.
That's
the new one,
dollar.
The new accounting is what we call blockchain. It means digital.
Listen to
it
this.
It means having a almost perfect record of every single transaction that happens in the economy, which will give us far greater clarity over what's going on. It also raises huge dangers in terms of the balance of power between states and citizens. In my opinion, we're going to need a digital constitution of human rights if we're going to have digital money. But also, this new money will be sovereign in nature. Most people think that digital money is crypto and private. But what I see are superpowers introducing digital currency. The Chinese were the first. The U.S. is on the brink, I think, of moving in the same direction. The Europeans have committed to that as well. And the question is, will that new system of digital money and digital accounting accommodate the competing needs of the citizens of all these locations so that every human being has a chance to have a better life? Because that's the only measure of whether a world order really serves.
Yeah, I don't think so. But just to build on that, again, for anyone who thinks that I am crazy, you can now quote the New York Times. Not only is the New World Order, the Global Government Summit yesterday talking about this, but here's the New York Times. Central banks around the world are experimenting with issuing digital replacements for cash in the form of central bank digital currencies. But those are, by and large, not anonymous. Let me say that again. But those are, by and large, not anonymous. In January, a white paper from the Federal Reserve made it clear any digital currency it issued would differ materially from cash, which enables anonymous transactions, end quote. What does that mean? Let me translate. If the Fed issues a digital currency, which the president is now asking the Fed in an executive order to explore, they've already explored it. They have a white paper that's 78 pages long. They're on their own website. They put it there in January. They don't need to explore it. And they said that the Fed coin will differ materially from cash because no purchase will be anonymous. To some people, the loss of privacy is no big deal, especially if the death of cash makes life harder on criminals who often do business using stacks of $100 bills to avoid detection by the authorities. Representative Stephen Lynch, a Democrat from Massachusetts, a former iron worker who represents a part of Boston and its southern suburbs, isn't soft on crime, but he doesn't like the idea of banks and governments being able to track every single transaction every person makes. Quote, "We're trying to preserve some element of anonymity and not have full spectrum surveillance of every aspect of people's lives," end quote. This is from a Democrat. This is in the New York Times. Please don't say it's a conspiracy. And please don't say it could never happen here.
I hope you see how they want to control every aspect of you. Why are they saying all those people are going to have to be affected by climate change? Because they want to get you into the inner cities. They want to have you in groups so you're not spread out all over the place. Why? Because they control you. If you're all over the place, some states are pretty big. It's hard to control all those people. But now if you've got them all corralled, it's very easy to control. Remember what David Rockefeller said. We are on the verge of a global transformation. All we need is the right major crisis and the nations will accept the new world order. How close were we with COVID? I think we were getting very close. The nations of the world were trying to put that forth, this new world order. And they want to control, like he said, every aspect of your life. You doubt that? This is really short. This is like 30 seconds in the quality is not great, but just listen carefully to what he's saying. This is scary.
We're developing through technology an ability for consumers to measure their own carbon footprint. What does that mean? That's where are they traveling? How are they traveling? What are they eating? What are they consuming on the platform? So individual carbon footprint tracker. Stay tuned. We don't have it operational yet, but this is something that we're working on.
Did you hear that? What you're eating, where you're going, every aspect of your life. Is that crazy? This is how you control people. And I'm not sharing this to scare you. I just want you to be aware of these things. This is where we're going because we are moving towards a world government. And I don't know if you saw the opening ceremonies of the British Commonwealth Games. Of all the creatures you can have in your ceremony, look what they picked. A woman riding a beast. What are the odds? It's like reading Revelation, right? How, of all the things, you pick this woman riding a beast. And they will bow down and worship before this beast at opening ceremonies of the Commonwealth Games. Is that crazy or what? You go, do these people like read the Bible and go, hey, this is the next thing we do. We need to build this giant beast and put a woman on it and we'll all go and worship it. That's what it seems like they're doing. The Tower of what? Wow. Is that where we're going? Yeah. It is so crazy. Back in March 21st, 2022, this is what Joe Biden said. Listen carefully. We're at an inflection point. Same wording, right, that we heard before, and that's what they were talking about. I believe in the world economy, not just the world economy, the world, that occurs every three or four generations. The president said, a general told me that 60 million people died between 1900 and 1946, and since then we've established a liberal world order, and it hasn't happened in a long while. A lot of people died, but nowhere near the chaos. Now is the time when things are shifting and there's going to be a new world order out there, and we've got to lead it. We've got to unite the rest of the free world in doing it. Wow. Again, there's a lot of information I've given you, a lot of information about the world government. There's so much more out there. I mean, again, I could spend hours and hours and hours talking to you about this. But how do we handle all this as Christians, right? How do we handle it? Well, what did Nehemiah do? Nehemiah 4:9, nevertheless, we made our prayer to our God, and because of them, we set a watch against them day and night. Two things that he did. Pray, right? Why aren't we praying? I mean, we really see what's going on in America. We should be praying for America. And it's interesting. Back in Nehemiah 4, verses 7 through 8, there was a group of people that didn't normally get along, the enemies, that joined forces together, what, to fight against the Jews and rebuilding this wall. We see that today. All kinds of groups that don't normally get together are coming against Christians to fight against them, to stop the work. What else did he do? Well, they set up what? Watchers. Hey, pay attention. Watch what's going on so you know how to deal with these situations, right? Be prepared. You know, in Isaiah 8, verses 11 through 13, I think there's really a big application today. It says, "For the Lord spoke thus to me with a strong hand, instructed me that I should not walk in the way of this people, saying, 'Do not say a conspiracy concerning all that this people call a conspiracy, nor be afraid of their hearts, nor be troubled. The Lord of hosts, him you shall hallow. Let him be your fear, and let him be your dread.'" You know, fear caused the people to take their eyes off of God, and I see that happening today in America. We need to be careful. Don't be taken in by all the conspiracy talks. Are some real? Yeah, absolutely they are. Are some fake? Absolutely they are. But what did the Lord say? Do not be afraid of their threats nor be troubled, right? There's the key. Don't be afraid. There's all kinds of, the government's going to do this, the government's going to do that. Yeah, we talked about it. I'm sure I scared some of you. I mean, what I'm eating, the government wants to know what I'm eating? Well, they probably have a pretty good idea anyway. At least I know that Amazon does and my credit card company does. They know exactly what I'm eating. But don't be afraid of their threats nor be troubled. We fear the Lord and not man, guys. So what can man do to us? And I think, again, a lot have lost that perspective and they're fearful. We need to listen to the Lord and follow him. Rest in him. God alone, right? That's the wonderful news. Don't be overwhelmed by all that's going on and forget that the creator of heaven and earth is with us, right? Is it going to be easy? I don't think so. I think it's going to be a battle to save people's lives, a battle to bring the gospel message to the lost. That's the key. So we need to pray, we need to watch, so we can be ready, so we can know what God wants us to do. And I'll close this first study with this quote from A.W. Tozer. Listen to what he said. He said, "Let us be alert to the season in which we're living. It is the season of the blessed hope, calling for us to cut our ties with the world and build ourselves on this one who will soon appear. He is our hope, a blessed hope enabling us to rise above our times and fix our gaze upon him." Absolutely. And here's the thing. I'm not saying you ignore the things of this world or the people of this world. Not at all. But keep your eyes on him so you could be directed by him to help the people of this world. We are living in one of the greatest periods of time in all of history. The first one, for me anyway, was the birth of the church. How awesome that was. But could we be that generation that closes out church history? Could be. When we look at our second study and we see where we're at with artificial intelligence and how fast that it's growing, I don't think it's going to be that long. It could be. But we'll talk about that in our next study. Keep your eyes focused on the Lord. Pray and watch. Let's pray. Father, again, thank you for your words of encouragement from what Nehemiah did, how he focused upon you. He brought it to prayer. He didn't let the mocking, the ridicule stop him from doing the work. But they forged ahead. He encouraged the people. And may we encourage others that may be struggling this evening, or people that we know that are struggling, to help them to continue on in the work. We love you so much, and we look forward, Lord, to your return. But until that time, help us to occupy until you come. Continue bringing the gospel message to a lost and dying world. We thank you and ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
Won't you come and join us as we feast on God's word? Come and join together in the presence of God.
That's all the time we have for today's teaching. If you would like a personal copy of this message, mention today's date when you contact us. Our mailing address is Calvary Chapel, Manitowoc, Post Office Box 224, Manitowoc, Wisconsin, 54221-0224. Our telephone number is area code 920-682-6163. Or visit us on the web at www.thesustainingword.com, where you can listen to past studies and review the study notes. It is the hope of Pastor Joe and the congregation of Calvary Chapel, Manitowoc, that you would grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Until next time, may the Lord nourish you with His sustaining word.